This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. If you are out and about, please drive home safely. I know the conditions outside are very treacherous. We hope that you get to your destination safely. Carrington Harrison here, Brandon Kiley here. To my right, donning the purple of the Kansas State Wildcats. You've been wearing a lot of purple, not a lot of crimson and blue lately.
What's my hat? I got crimson and blue on my hat, man.
You haven't been wearing a whole lot of KU stuff. You fully jumped ship
when it comes to
the KU Jayhawks.
That's
and you're a K-State fan.
That's
the one of the only Brad Fanning. How you doing today,
man? I'm good, man. How are you doing today? I'm starting to come around to your whole February sucks thing.
I tried to tell you, but you didn't want to listen to me.
I'm not liking this day. It took me almost 50 minutes to drive from the Low T Center into work today. So, yeah, I'm done with this snow.
There's a lot of stuff to get into in today's show coming up in about 30 minutes. So today we're going to have a little bit of fun. Not a whole lot is happening in the sports world, certainly at a local level. We're going to give you a lot of chances to win prizes today. We're going to play a game. We tried a game yesterday. The game did not go very well. No fault of our own. We did everything we were supposed to do. You, the listener, did not do what you're supposed to do. We actually really need you to listen today. Normally, five people listen, but I actually got word that two of those people decided to stay home today because of the weather.
Nice.
Only three people are listening right
three.
Now. So you got a really good chance of winning the pop quiz today just based on the weather. So I would keep it locked in today. We'll give you a chance to win $25 at Twin Peaks. And because of the weather, I would say your chances of winning that $400 the Santa Fe Audio has gone up tremendously over the last 12 hours.
My guys at Santa Fe Auto Sound are some of the best in the biz. I love those dudes. You know, we've been having this contest, a $400 prize package to Santa Fe Auto Sound. We've been giving out a code word, one on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So we got four code words. Carrington, I'm a giver. You know what I mean? Not just a receiver. I'm a giver.
I get that.
And today the weather's bad. I know it's tough for a lot of people. Plus, it's the day after Valentine's Day. Maybe some of these people out there did not have Valentine's. So I'm going to be generous. I'm going to give you all four code words right now. And then if you're the fourth caller after the hits in the 5 o'clock hour, you can win the $400 prize package to Santa Fe Auto Sound. Get yourself a nice remote car starter. Get you an audio upgrade. Do whatever you want. Get you a subwoofer. Maybe you want to put some audio in your motorcycle, your boat, video head unit. They got a lot of great stuff over there. So listen closely right now, my friends. Here are the four code words. Alliance, Spring, Franchise, and Cupid. Alliance, Spring, Franchise, and Cupid. Those are the four code words. Be the fourth caller after the hits in the 5 o'clock hour, and you're going to win the $400 prize package to my guys over there at Santa Fe Auto Sound in downtown Overland Park. You're home for car audio since 1967. You can check them out at SantaFeAutoSound.com.
So go ahead and write down all four of those code words. You'll get a chance to win the $400 coming up in just a little bit. I think the big story today in Kansas City is not KU. It is not Fanning's K-State Wildcats. It's not my Missouri Tigers. Last time I checked, Patrick Mahomes is not playing pickup basketball anymore.
He's retired.
The number one story today in Kansas City, it is the weather.
Now to our Nathan Vickers, who appears to be quite busy here at 31st and Summit. Nathan, what are you doing?
Well, this is like the worst hill in Kansas City right now. People are coming up it. They get to about the point that I'm at. The stoplight hits. They have to stop their car. They lose their momentum, and then their wheels start spinning as they go up the hill. So I noticed that gentleman was having that problem, and so I thought I had a minute to go and help him push up the hill. So we've actually had that happen a few times where someone hasn't been even able to get their car turned around to go back down the hill. So we've helped them either push up a little bit or push to the side so they could just keep going down. Since we got here, it's like still another inch. And so it just keeps getting worse by the minute. So if you have to go out today, avoid the hills, especially if you have a little car, even with front wheel drive. You cannot make it up this right now.
I just want to say this.
See, that you're not getting home safely tonight, man. There's no way.
If I got to stay here at the station, I will. We got food. I'll stay here.
You got the company kitchen over there.
We got a kitchen. We're good.
Got some bathrooms.
We got some comfy couches downstairs in the sales pit. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'll say this. If you plan on helping somebody get their car up the hill, make sure your cardio is in order. Because my guy Nathan Vickers was trying to help people get their car, and it sounded like he ran a marathon. Listen to this. I'm going to play the first 10 seconds of this, and listen to how Nathan Vickers is just struggling after helping people.
Now to our Nathan Vickers, who appears to be quite busy here.
You can hear how gleeful she is that she didn't get this assignment. Listen to how happy she is that she's inside. She's kind of mocking my guy Nathan Vickers, who clearly drew the... He clearly got the short end of the stick that he has to go on location outside. She gets to be inside for the rest of the day. Listen how gleeful she is and hear how out of breath my guy Nathan Vickers is.
Now to our Nathan Vickers, who appears to be quite busy here at 31st and Summit. Nathan, what are you doing?
Well, this is like the worst.
Nathan was struggling.
My guy Big Nate, man, he's one of my boys. You know, he was a D lineman at Truman State, but that was a few years ago, C-Dot. Yeah, I don't think the cardio is what it used to be when he was playing ball in the MIAA.
Yeah, my guy Nathan Vickers, he's got to start working on some treadmills. He's got to start getting his cardio up. He's got to start doing a little bit more. The weather is no joking matter. There was a very serious wreck over there on I-70.
This is coming in from KNBC Radio, their Twitter feed. You know what this is? How many semis are involved in this? Do we know? This is an I-70... At Concordia, at least five semis are in this big snarled up mess. We don't know if anyone's hurt, but I-70 is completely shut down westbound right now. So that is what we're dealing with.
And this is near Concordia, is that right?
Mm-hmm. So, just east of the metro.
It's backing it up.
So that audio is courtesy of Fox 4. I got to poke a little bit of fun at my guy, BK. And I get it a little bit. My guy, BK, if you spend $400 on Valentine's Day because you haven't been there, it's been a while since you've had some together time with the lady.
I mean, you got to overspend when you're in a different city, too. I mean, that's the other part of it.
So he came up to me today. He's like, hey, C-Dot, do you think I should still go to my girlfriend's birthday over the weekend? Where does she live? Olathe? Where does she live? Overland Park?
Yeah.
Nah, St. Louis. You're telling me that you were willing to get in your motor vehicle and drive from Kansas City to St. Louis to see your girlfriend this weekend? I know it's been a while. I know, you know, you were in St. Louis. She was there for the last 6 years, and now you've moved to Kansas City, and now you're having some lonely and cold nights. I get it. But I'm telling you, she'll forgive you for missing this birthday, because next week when the weather's a little bit better, in 10 days when the weather's a little bit better, just say, hey, babe, hey, I got a personal day. I'll happily take the day off and spend with you because I missed it because of your birthday. I don't think she wants you to die over some quality time this weekend.
We have an update.
What is it?
I'm going.
Are you going tonight?
No, I got a flight tomorrow morning.
Oh, you're flying.
That's how. Yeah.
So you're not driving. You're flying.
That's how you know. That's how you know he's struggling right now. He was gonna drive. It's like, you know what? I'll just go ahead and now drop the $400 to be there for the weekend.
Can I ask you that? Like, so you were gonna drive to St. Louis tonight, and now you just booked a flight.
Yeah, I got points.
Oh, so it's not gonna ding it. Okay, good. Because I mean, that's like a.
No, like I didn't spend the $400 for Valentine's Day and an extra $500 for the flight.
Is that what it would have been, like $500 to fly?
Yeah, it's like $220 either way. Oh my
God. I don't know about you. I'm definitely not using all my miles and points to fly to St. Louis, Missouri. That's not I would be doing.
You know how I know C-Dot is still single?
Because of that sentence.
He wouldn't do this.
Yeah, because of that sentence.
Baby girl, you got to wait a couple of weeks. I will happily be there whenever the spring hits. I want to play this for you. This is courtesy of Fox 4. You guys think it's going to stop snowing here soon? Nope. We have 6 more hours of this foolishness.
To see improvements in our own forecast, but I don't think that's going to happen for another 3 to 6 hours from west to east across the entire viewing area. I think here in Kansas City proper, give it about 3 more hours of decent snowfall, and then a lighter snowfall after that will start to taper off around 6-7 o'clock at the absolute latest.
I'm going to say this.
Who says Kansas City proper?
And you guys are going to make fun of me. You guys are going to mock me.
Probably make fun of you and mock you anyway, no matter what you say.
And the text line's probably going to hate me. BK, you can go ahead and get the hot take horn ready if you'd like. Today, February 15th, is the worst day in 2019. It's the worst day.
I'm not buying that.
This is worse than D Ford being offsides. This is worse than not being able to go to the Super Bowl.
Is this worse than the day that Mizzou blew that lead at Kentucky?
Oh, 100%.
Hey, now.
That was last year.
I'm just asking.
That wasn't even in 2019. I'm saying in 2019, there will not be a day worse than today. Some of you right now are at work hating your boss. You didn't want to come in today, but you had to come in today. And now you're looking outside and you're like, I got to drive an hour. It normally is an hour for me to get home. How long is it going to take you to get home? I was online and I was reading it. There's a six-hour delay on I-70. Mm. A six-hour delay. 6 hours, they said, because of that wreck out in Concordia. I'm telling you, this is the worst day in 2019.
Not if you're not on I-70, it's not. I asked Beck, because remember, it's like a snow emergency right now, C-Dot. Isn't that the deal?
I was going to play that next.
Oh. Yeah, well, I asked Beck. I think you're asking people to go home. People are telling people to go home. What about us? He goes, absolutely not. Do your job. Get in the studio. That's what our boss does.
Kansas City has declared a phase two of their snow emergency. That means any car parked on a snow route has to be moved within 2 hours. If you don't move your car, you could get a ticket. They're also asking that on streets that run north and south, you park on the west side of the road, and for east-west streets, park on the north side so plows can get through.
I say this as someone who wants only the best for you. Only the best. If you are at work right now, just leave. What's your boss going to do? He going to fire you?
Might. Yeah.
I'm leaving. Look outside.
So you going to do it?
No, I'm fine.
Oh, okay. I'm just asking.
I was about to say, I think C-Dot's projecting right now.
Oh, he is?
No, I'm telling you.
So you're not doing it. You're just telling other people to risk their jobs and walk off the job site right now. But you yourself are not going
to
do it.
Somebody has to be here so when they're driving home, they have someone to listen to.
Where's the weather machine when we need him?
Some of us got to sacrifice for the greater good.
On the text line from the 816, a 15-minute drive has currently taken me 2.5 hours.
That's what I'm saying. Somebody's got to be here.
So gross.
Then don't leave. This might be our highest rated day of the year.
Woo! We're up to 7.
I was excited thinking the Chiefs could go to the Super Bowl. You're telling me that you guys are going to be in the car for 2.5 hours? This might be our highest rated day. Normally, we only have 5 people listen to 2 o'clock.
We might get 8.
Maybe we'll surprise people and get 8. Maybe 9. Maybe we can crack double. It's been a long time since we cracked double-digit listeners in the 2 o'clock hour.
It really has.
So maybe this is the day.
Yeah.
The NFL, Major League Baseball. Yeah. Some of you guys got to have some breaking news so we can just hammer that breaking news for the next 3 hours while you guys are driving home. But you know what? This bad weather ain't bad for everybody. Some people are profiting off the bad weather.
So there are a select few businesses who actually love the winter weather. Maybe we need to hear from them to get our positivity up about this.
When winter weather hits, plows and salt trucks aren't the only drivers working on the slick roads. Pizza deliveries spike.
The weekend storm with the Chiefs game, that was probably the craziest weekend we had here.
That weekend was memorable for Houston Hardware, too. Several times this winter, they've run out of shovels and ice melt.
This year so far, we've gone through 97 pallets of ice melt, and there's about 2,500 pounds on each pallet. It's been extremely good for business. We've had open up extra cash registers on the weekend for people buying salt.
I am not trying to be hyperbolic. I'm not trying to be over the top. I can't think of a weather in Kansas City, a winter worse than this one. This winter's been terrible. Seemingly, it has been either we are recovering from it snowing, recovering from an ice storm, or preparing for the ice storm for the last 10 weeks.
You got enough bread at home or not? You good?
I'm about to go load up on eggs. I'm about to load up. You know what I'm going
to
do?
Taking a trip to Costco tonight.
I'm going to buy all the bread, all the eggs, all the toilet paper, and I'm going to go knock door to door in my apartment. And I'm like, yo, I got a dozen of eggs. I need $22. And then I'm going to see what they tell me. I'm like, hey, are you guys running low on paper towels? I've got you. Each roll of paper towels, $30. I'm going to see. And then start from that negotiating point and then go from there. That's what I was thinking about doing. You guys gave me a great idea.
You got plenty of duct tape, too? I mean, you need duct tape in these times.
So Hy-Vee, Price Chopper, I am going to be there after the show. Coming up in just a little bit, Bill Self is certainly starting to change his tune about this team and K-State. The goal to win the Big 12 moves forward. We'll talk about it coming up. It's The Drive.
The Drive, presented by Tecate.
Back in on The Drive, text line 69306 on the Protein House Eat with a Purpose text line. Do the ratings only count for people who listen on actual radios, or do mobile listeners help? We were saying that today because normally five people listen in the 2 o'clock hour, that because of the weather and people being in their car for longer than normal, we think this might actually be a good rating day for us. The ratings are so bad for this show. If you want me to come over to your house and just play it off my phone, that might help us. You know what I mean? Like, we're willing to take whatever we can get at this standpoint. You know what I mean? Actual radios, mobile listeners.
Whatever.
But whatever you want to do to help us hit double digits in the 2 o'clock hour, we're willing to do that. You know?
If you want us to come over and shovel your driveway, we'll send BK over right now.
Yeah, sweet. No, BK. Sweet. I'm happy you didn't say you would do it or me.
Of course not.
I got no interest in doing it.
I'll send BK over.
BK might fly to where you live to go do it.
No problem sending BK over there with a shovel.
He might be interested in doing that. Coming up in 15 minutes today, it's going to be a little lighthearted day. We're going to have a special edition of the Drive Jukebox in which you're going to get a chance to go up against Brad Fanning. We're going to try to get you a dub in one of these games. You know what I mean?
It's been a rough stretch for me, man.
You've been losing to basically everybody. You know what I mean? You're kind of like West Virginia right now in the Big 12. That's kind of how you've been. We're going to try to get you a dub coming up here in just a little bit. But Bill Self had a conference call. And Bill Self, I don't think he's saying it, but he's thinking it. So let me tell you what he said. Quote, in the last week, we've been better at everything. I thought it was the best locker room we've had this season after the victory over TCU. None of the locker rooms that we've had were as good as it was the other day. I kind of like where we are. I think the last week or so has been a lot of fun, to be honest with you, tinkering and seeing guys develop right before your eyes. I'm not saying it, but I'm saying it. It kind of sounds to me like he's saying, I'm happy that Vic's off the team. In the last week, we've been better at everything. The locker room was the best after this win.
How long has Gerald Vick been gone now?
The last week or so.
Gotcha.
Now, maybe I'm putting it, adding some stuff in there, and I'll take blame for that. But I kind of like where we are. I think the last week or so has been a lot of fun, to be honest with you, tinkering, seeing guys develop right before your eyes. Now, the other side of it, he could be simply saying of, now some different guys got to step up. We're counting on guys like Quinn Grimes. We're counting on guys like Charlie Moore. I want to see how they develop in this program. Maybe that's what he's saying. But it seems rather coincidental when he says, man, the best locker room, it's not like that was their first big win of the season. KU teams had important wins, big-time wins so far this season. Sure. You beat Tennessee earlier this year. You beat Michigan State earlier this year. You already won a conference game at Baylor earlier this year. Now, this was a very important, much-needed win for you. But am I reading too much into it of the whole, time frame of all of this?
No, you're not. I mean, it's Bill Self basically being passive aggressive. It's him coming out and telling you something without actually telling you something. He's telling you this team is a better basketball team, and it's a better locker room, and it's a better environment because LeGerald Vick is gone. It's as simple as that. Bill Self didn't want LeGerald Vick on this team to begin with. Gave his number away. So LeGerald comes back, needs a senior, needs a shooter. Gets him back, and Matt, and we still don't know why LeGerald Vick had to leave. But he's been gone, and now the quote is, the last week we've been better at everything. I thought it was the best locker room of the season following the TCU win. None of those locker rooms were as good as what it was the other day. I kind of like where we are. I think the last week or so has been a lot of fun, to be honest with you. Tinkering and seeing some guys develop right before your eyes. Translated, LeGerald Vick is done, and he's not coming back to Kansas, and that's the way we want it. No, you're not reading too much into it.
Thinking back to KU, I know they got a game this weekend coming up against West Virginia. If they don't win the league, are you going to feel like the game in which they probably, like, if you look back and then this team finishes in second, I kind of feel like we're going to look at, how in the hell did you lose to West Virginia? Like, yeah. West Virginia is a bad basketball team. I mean bad, like, not making the NIT bad. Like, bad not making the CBI bad. Like, West Virginia is a bad basketball team this year. If KU doesn't win this league, if they end up being if this team ends up being the one that breaks the streak, I was certainly going to point to not having Udoka, Quentin Grimes not developing the way that you thought he was, Silvio. There's going to be other things. I do think we're going to look back and say, how did this team lose to West Virginia earlier this year?
Yeah, but I think the injuries too, and I think it's just a flawed team. You know, I mean, Grimes to me is one of the biggest reasons as well. I mean, you come out of the gate like Grimes did against Michigan State, and you're thinking, man, if that's the way it starts for Quentin Grimes at Kansas, what's he going to look like in January and February? And the answer is a lot worse. So, yeah, you can't lose that game because at the time, West Virginia was winless in the Big 12. They were awful. I think they were 0-5 at the Big 12 at the time, I believe. So they were terrible. That game's certainly going to cost him, but I think it's a number of things. You mentioned Silvio's ineligibility, Udoka's injury that keeps him out, Quentin Grimes not developing. LeGerald Vick was obviously, if we're reading correctly into Bill's quote, some sort of a team chemistry, locker room problem for this basketball team. And let's not forget about Marcus Garrett being out. And Bill Self said earlier this week that he doesn't think Garrett's going to be back for a while. So I think there's three things, really. Injuries, the lack of development to Quentin Grimes, and the eligibility issue for Silvio. I think those are bigger than the Gerald Vick thing and the West Virginia loss.
I'm looking right now at the Big 12 conference standings. K-State leads it right now. Texas Tech and Kansas, they're tied at 8-4. K-State sits at 9-2. Texas Tech and Kansas sit at 8-4. Iowa State sits at 8-4. We haven't really talked a whole lot about Iowa State and the chances that they have to win the Big 12. How I kind of talked about it early in the season of KU could eliminate some of the contenders, and they didn't do a good job whenever they played K-State a couple weeks ago. Kansas State has a chance to eliminate Iowa State, I would say, from Big 12 contention, at least winning the league. If you think back to it, if you want to look at when this Big 12 season really changed for Kansas State, they were down 21 at home to West Virginia. You took care of business, came back and won that game. Biggest comeback, I believe, in K-State history. Mm-hmm. Then the next game, you went on the road at Hilton. Tough place to play. Mm-hmm. You go on there and get that win, and then K-State, they have not lost a game in the Big 12 since then. If you look right now at K-State, if you win that game, that gets you to 10. Iowa State then goes to 7-5, and you have the tiebreaker advantage over them. I don't see how Iowa State gets back into this conference race and wins it. If you're a team like K-State, we've been talking about landing knockouts and, mm-hmm. and eliminating teams. You got an opportunity tomorrow afternoon to eliminate Iowa State and then go 2-0 against them in the conference and eliminate them from the conference race.
Absolutely. If you sweep Iowa State and at the very worst you split with Kansas and you've got the road win at Baylor, it's done. I think for the most part, K-State won this thing with back-to-back road wins over Baylor and Texas after beating Kansas in Manhattan. The last three games, to me, in my opinion, pretty much seal the deal for K-State. But, yeah, if you go in there and you take care of Iowa State at home tomorrow, it's ball game. I don't think anybody can catch you unless something really, really crazy happens down the stretch.
Yeah, I'm not really willing to say yet that it's completely over kind of where you're at, because I'm looking at these games and just knowing – I don't want to make it seem like it wasn't that long ago that K-State lost a road game to Texas A&M, who we can agree, a non-tournament team, not one of the better teams in college basketball. I mean, you still got to take care of business in these games, and you are still playing tournament teams. We agree, Iowa State going to make the NCAA tournament. You still have Kansas. You still got to take care of business here. You don't have a cake schedule down the stretch. Now you got big-time games at home. You already won the game on the road. You've given yourself enough of a buffer that you don't have to win at KU. But, man, K-State could very easily lose them. I mean, just thinking of the Vegas spread in this one, what is it going to be? K-State -3, K-State -3.5 at the absolute most? I mean, that's essentially a coin flip game that you're kind of getting the advantage because you're at home.
But the thing with K-State, though, is they've won those kind of games, and they've done it after they got their bucket list win against Kansas. You're right. I mean, there's a chance that K-State gets beat, you know, by Iowa State. That's a legitimate possibility that happens. I mean, so I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but, I mean, the last time they lost a home game was against Texas. And that was back on January 2nd in the Big 12 opener. They don't lose at home, man. They don't lose at home.
I just don't want to make it seem like K-State is now Kansas.
They didn't have Dean Wade in that game either.
And that Bramlage Coliseum is Allen Fieldhouse that no team can go in and steal a dub.
But you're talking about an experienced basketball team that has proved, at least since the Kansas win, that they can handle success. This team went to the Elite Eight. This team did it without Dean Wade. This team is set up to win the Big 12 outright right now. They went, and I think there were fair questions that needed to be asked after they beat Kansas. How will they handle it? They went on the road, they beat Baylor. They went on the road, they beat Texas. So I feel like they're going to beat Iowa State. I really do. And then I don't know if you guys saw any of the Texas Tech-Oklahoma State game the other night. I mean, Oklahoma State is awful.
Yeah, they're bad.
I mean, the fact that they hung with Kansas at Allen Fieldhouse for as long as they can, or as long as they did, to me, is amazing. I mean, they had like 25 points with 13 minutes to go in the game, and that game was in Stillwater. So Oklahoma State is terrible. You beat Iowa State, then you're at West Virginia, game they ought to win, then you host a really crummy Oklahoma State team, go to Lawrence a week from Monday. I find it hard to believe that K-State is not going to win the Big 12 outright.
I'm looking at it right now, and I would say teams that I think are going to make the NCAA tournament that K-State has left. They have Iowa State, who mm-hmm. I think is going to make the tournament. They have Kansas, who obviously is going to make the tournament. Baylor's going to make the tournament. I would say at TCU. TCU is going to be a tournament team.
Yeah,
I think they'll be like a 9-10 seed. And then we'll see what happens with Oklahoma. Just because you play in the Big 12, if you can get a couple good wins, you certainly can play yourself into the bubble. I think K-State's going to win the league too, and I would pick them to win tomorrow at Iowa State. I'm just simply saying I'm not – You got to have those games in the hand, and you got to count them yet. And I don't want to. And I don't want to count your eggs before they hatch when it comes to K-State and winning this league.
I just feel confident that they can do it based on what they've done the last couple of games.
We need one caller, 913-576-7610. We're going to bring back a Drive staple, the Drive Jukebox, if you want to play it against Brad Fanning coming up. We need one caller, 913-576-7610. You got a chance to win $25 to Brandon's favorite place. I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll do that next coming up as the Drive.
The Drive, presented by Tecate.
And now, the only game show in America where 1 point is probably good enough to win. The Drive Jukebox.
You know it's bad outside when they are shutting down hills and streets. This is from Shannon O'Brien of Fox 4. Ward Parkway South coming out of the plaza is closed. The hill is too dangerous. Lots of people getting stuck, so the police had to shut it down. Yo, that ain't good, man.
It's not good. We're shutting.
We're definitely not getting home.
I'm staying here. I determined that 25 minutes ago that just once I got to work, I should have told myself that I'm locked in for the long haul. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll continue to learn more about our producer, Brandon Kiley, and Brandon's random facts. We'll also give you a chance to win a large specialty pizza from the other place. Coming up at 3 o'clock, we have a very special Drive draft that I think will amuse many of you. But right now, it is time to play a game. You guys remember this back in the day? We used to play a game called the Drive Jukebox to test your musical knowledge. Well, today we're going to test Brad Fanning's musical knowledge in a musical competition against Robin, who was on the phone. Today's game is very simple. BK and I have put together songs that either have snow theme or ice theme.
Gotcha.
We will go back and forth, so it's not a competition. You don't got to say a buzzer.
Okay.
So I'll give you, Brad Fanning, a song. We'll play it for you.
Okay.
You'll hear 15 seconds of it.
Got it.
You get a point for the artist. You get a point for the song.
So I can get 2 points.
That is correct.
Oh, wow.
If you don't know either one of them, we will allow your competitor to steal, so then they can rack up points. You also get the same opportunity when it's their turn. We'll
Got
go
it.
Back and forth at the end
Fair
of the
enough.
Game. Whoever has the most points wins the prize. You can't win the prize because you work here.
God dang it.
Your prize is getting to spend time with me.
That's a prize?
That is a prize.
Oh, wow.
Robin, do you understand the rules?
Yes.
All right. Hold on.
What's up,
All right.
Robin?
Making sure that he knows the rules. All right. We are playing Drive Jukebox. All right. Brad Fanning, since you have been not good at these games, we will give you first up.
Got it.
This is song number one in the Drive Jukebox.
Running through the field where all my tracks will be concealed and there's nowhere to go. Oh.
Okay.
It's the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay. All right. You got 1 point.
Okay.
Do you know the name of the song for the additional point?
What if I get half of the name of the song?
I don't, you got to say something. I don't know.
It's something California.
That is not the name of the song. Robin, you cannot get the point for Red Hot Chili Peppers, but do you know the name of the song?
No.
All right. I love your enthusiasm about this game.
He missed it.
The name of the song is Snow, in parentheses, Hey-O.
Really?
That is the name of the song.
Isn't California in there in the lyrics somewhere?
You're thinking of a different song.
Oh, my bad.
That
they
song
all kind of sounds similar, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. No, that song sounds very similar. Okay. I know what you're talking about, but that's
what's
not
What's the name of that song, BK? You probably know. What is it? Something
Hotel California.
No, that's the Eagles.
That's a song by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, too.
Oh, it's still called Hotel California? Mm-hmm. Oh, my bad.
All right, Robin, I got a feeling you were going to be bad at this game based on the two times that we've gone to the phone lines. But, Robin, I'm going to trust you a little bit here. Here is song number two in Drive Jukebox.
I know it's you.
All right, Robin, you get 2 points, song and artist. Do you know who that was and what the name of the song is?
Oh, man. That's going to be two strikes. I'm guessing Britney Spears, and I'm probably wrong, and I have not.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I got nothing. I'm Britney Spears and nothing.
You know what, Robin? You were right. Britney Spears is the artist for the song.
Yeah.
All right. Fanning, no chance you know the name of this song.
Snow something.
Break the Ice is the name of the song.
But I was going to say Britney Spears, so we're tied up one apiece.
Tied up at one apiece after round one.
This is going far better than yesterday.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it is. Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is going on. All right. So now we have moved on to song three. Brad Fanning, it is your turn.
Okay.
Here's song number three in Drive Jukebox. All right, Brad Fanning, in the Drive Jukebox, do you know the name of the song and the artist?
Cold as Ice. Is that correct?
That is correct.
I want to say Foreigner.
That is also correct.
Yes!
You get both points there. Foreigner, Cold as Ice. Yeah, it's Cold as Ice. Is that the song?
I love that song.
Okay, yeah,
that's the one. I'm impressed, actually. That's the one. I would have never guessed Foreigner.
I used to put the old headphones on, had my drum set downstairs when I was a kid, and I'd play Foreigner to it, man.
No, I would have never. I just know. Yeah, it's cold as ice. Willing to sacrifice. That's all I know in the entire. I don't know anything else in the song. All right, Robin, you got some work to do. You're down 3-1, but you've only had one turn. All right. Song number four in Drive Jukebox. Robin, here's your turn. All right, Robin, do you know what song that is and the name or and the artist?
That's some teen pop stuff. I needed some of that old rock and roll like Fanning got, so I've got nothing.
Okay, Robin.
I don't know the name of the song. I think it's AC/DC. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is AC/DC.
I don't know.
Did he say he wants some old rock and roll?
That's what that was.
And we gave him AC/DC.
We gave him AC/DC.
I know.
Yeah.
We should have gave him Weezer or something.
Do you know
the name of the song?
I don't. I'm whipping Robin's ass right now, though.
The name of the song is Black Ice.
I did not know that.
In trouble on that one.
All right. We have moved on to song number five. You got a chance to pretty much put this game away if you can get both of these in the Drive Jukebox. All of these songs are snow or ice themed. All right, do you know what song that is in the Drive Jukebox?
I do not know what song that is, but I think it's U2.
The artist is U2. All right, let's go to Robin. Robin, do you know the name of the song? Fanning got the artist, U2. Do you know the name of that song?
Yeah, we're going to throw a guess out here since it's snowing and I'm driving in it. We're going to call that Ice Ice Baby.
Not Ice Ice Baby. That is not the name of that song. The name of the song is called White as Snow is the name of that song. All right, Robin, if you don't get some points in this one, the game is over. Game's over. It's that simple, Robin. You got to get this. It's song number six. If you don't get some points here, you're done out here. All right, Robin, we are moving on. Probably thankfully to many of our listeners, somehow Brandon did not put song number six in the grouping with all the other songs. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's at the top.
Oh, okay. All right, my bad. They were all out of order, at least in the order that I had.
Well, you should have refreshed your page, sir.
My bad. You know what? I'll take full responsibility for that. It doesn't matter because Robin's not going to get it right either way.
Way to go, even though I can't begin. Made of snow. I don't know how I fit in.
Robin, I'm going to reluctantly go back to the phones. Robin, do you know the name of the song and the artist?
Definitely Snow Patrol.
Okay, Robin.
I respect the effort
Thank you so much. He sold it well, right? I mean, it's definitely Snow Patrol. Yeah.
BK, just give Robin anything. I don't want to play this game anymore. Just give him something. I don't know what we have. Yeah. He missed it. Do you know?
I think it's Weezer. Yeah.
It is Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah. That's a Bare Naked Ladies song.
And the name of the song is Snowman.
Can we just play song number eight for Fanning?
There's a 0% chance.
All right, just do it. Play it. I want to see.
There's a 0%. Okay. You thought that Will.i.am was Jay-Z. No way you get one of these. No way you get any of these.
Play it.
Miss Cali. On another track.
That's about as much as I was able to play of that song, by the way.
Is that Lil Wayne?
That was Lil Wayne. Who was the woman?
No idea.
Okay, all right. Hey, I'll give you credit for
name. He said her name.
I wasn't listening.
It's all right. I'll give you credit for Wayne, though. I'm shocked you knew that, though.
I know Lil Wayne's voice because he does the thing for Undisputed on Fox.
He right? does do the thing for Undisputed.
Yeah, no. So I know, like, that's the thing with me. Like, I can tell you the name of the artist, typically, like, not on a lot of, like, you and I have completely different music tastes, so the majority ones that you know, I would know, but I do know Lil Wayne. Give me another one. What else you got?
That's all, that's the end of the game. The game's over. You won. All right, thanks. I mean, that was a beatdown. They don't keep playing after the game is over, you know what I mean? It's over.
I've been winning a lot lately, so you got any more songs?
Robin was doing the opposite of winning. He was losing the entire game.
Robin would have got Lil Wayne on that one?
We should have known whenever he said, I need some classic rock, and it was AC/DC. We should have known then at that moment.
That was the moment.
We should have known then at that moment that we should have pulled the cord on this game and that this was an awful idea.
For what it's worth, after yesterday's debacle, I put two on hold just in case.
Attaboy.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll give you a chance to win a free specialty pizza to the other place. BK, give Robin something for being a good sport. We'll learn more about you, and we'll all take a minute. Coming up, it's The Drive.
The Drive, presented by Tecate.
Well, let's go.
Give me a minute.
You are officially on the clock.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, our guy Jay Binkley will join us in studio. He is here. We're going to have a drive draft because those always put a smile on everyone's face. And this is probably a game that I'm going to dominate. This is BK's first draft. He is probably going to be, I don't know, the Hugh Jackson of this draft. He's probably not going to be very good at it, while I'm going to be a Bill Belichick type and just run through this draft. I got to feel like you're kind of hit or miss, you know? Sometimes you're Carl Peterson. They got Hall of Famers, but you'll miss obvious quarterbacks that you should have taken.
I can be Matt Millen at times.
Yeah, you're not good at it. Binkley is, well... He's Binkley, so it'll be very enjoyable. Keep it locked in. We'll do that coming up in just a little bit. We also have a free specialty pizza from the other place you can win in today's pop quiz. Someone texted in on the Protein House Eat With The Purpose text line. These disaster games are some of the best stuff that you guys do. I love it. The thing is, I don't think you guys understand how much work we put into the game to hope that it's not a disaster. That's the thing is, we actually work and try to fine-tune the game, and then once we actually play it, it always goes poorly.
Like, if people knew how much more difficult that is to put together than just, like, a typical good sports take.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is I wish
so
you guys...
I'm glad people enjoy it.
I wish you guys knew the work that goes into creating these games that... Within the first 3 minutes, I'm like, yeah, this is not going to go very well. I normally can tell very early on if the game is going to go well or not. Speaking of a game that's going to go well this weekend, BK, hit me with my minute, please, sir. You know what this weekend is? The best All-Star weekend out of the four major sports. You got the celebrity game. And Fanning, I know there's nothing you love more than the celebrity game.
Give me the Biebs shooting threes. I love that stuff.
When you got the Hall of Famer Ray Allen going to guarding Quavo from the Migos. Quavo last year won MVP, looking to defend his title. And then you got the Rising Stars. You get Luka Doncic. You got Ben Simmons playing in the game. The Rising Stars game should be a lot of fun.
I don't mind that game.
And then you go to Saturday night when you got the dunk contest. And I'm going to lie to you guys. This year's dunk contest is super weak. You got Miles Bridges, Dennis Smith Jr., Hamidou Diallo.
Who?
He went to Kentucky last year.
I remember that.
And I ain't going to lie to you. I can't remember who the other guy is in the dunk contest. It don't matter because he's going to lose anyway because I'm picking Miles Bridges with the dunk contest. But this year's three-point contest, I actually think is going to be the best event, better than the game, I think, this year when it comes to it. You got Steph Curry, and I kind of think this is Steph's getting toward the end of, hey, I've done this like four or five times. I don't want to do it anymore. But it is in Charlotte where he was born. His brother is going to do it, so that's going to be fun. Dirk Nowitzki's going to do it probably for the last time. Devin Booker, who won it last year, is coming back to doing it. Buddy Hield, remember him from Oklahoma? Oh, yeah. He's in it this year. The three-point contest is going to be a lot of fun this year. I'm picking Devin Booker, though. I think Devin Booker out of Phoenix, I think he's going to win it this year.
You're going to pick him over Steph Curry?
I think he's going to win it.
Okay.
And I am going to also pick Miles Bridges to win the dunk contest and for the All-Star Game MVP. You know what? Give me Steph Curry winning in his hometown. I'm going to take Steph Curry to win the All-Star Game MVP. That's my minute for the day.
BK, give me a minute, please. This is another edition of what is fast becoming one of my favorite segments. And we're only, what, 3-4 days into spring training? It's episode number 2 of Ned Yost versus Cody Tapp at spring training.
What about Gordon? You see him some time outside of left again this year?
Okay, well, really, for me, I hate to say this, but the position player camp hadn't even started yet. So why are we talking about position players? Isn't this supposed to work? Aren't we supposed to celebrate the pitcher-catcher relationship? I mean, isn't it like pitcher-catcher time and that thing? Shouldn't we like just really, you know, celebrate that instead of talking about, I mean, just totally leaving these guys out of the equation and talk about position players right now? The position player camp opens, when's it open, Monday?
Monday, yes.
Monday, then we can talk about position players.
And that's episode number 2 of Cody Tapp versus Royals manager Ned Yost. I think that's going to be a fun relationship this season, C-Dot. Ned and Cody's little interactions. Cody asking what a good question, a good probing question of the skipper of the Royals, and Ned coming back and talking about pitcher-catcher relationships. Ned getting chippy with some stuff. I can't wait to see that.
Cody's my guy, and Cody's coming on here in a little bit. You want to know how I know the Royals aren't going to be good?
How's that?
Something you're looking forward to is people asking the manager questions. Like, something tells me next year, whenever we're talking about the Chiefs, it's not going to be like, man, you know what I really love? I really love when Brooke Pryor asks Andy Reid questions and he says, listen. Oh, my God.
Let me ask you this.
I love the back and forth.
Would you rather,
that's how you know the Royals are winning 71 games.
Would you rather hear Ned Yost talk or Andy Reid? Which is more entertaining?
Oh, Ned.
It's not even close. And he's not even coughing in the microphone either. Ned versus Cody. It's going to be amazing.
Ned's more entertaining than Andy Reid. Yeah. I think listening to
the problem is where it ranks on your list of excitement for the Royals.
Oh, it's down the list, but
I'd rather listen to Siri talk than Andy Reid.
They're not even playing games yet, man. We're just, 2 days into pitcher catcher workouts? Yeah.
My minute today is going to be dedicated to what I believe is maybe the most entertaining athlete going right now, Zion Williamson. If you haven't watched him, you should. But Dabo Sweeney was
on. Look how Brandon says every letter in Zion Williamson. It says every letter in his name.
Is there another way to say it?
Zion Williamson.
Dabo Sweeney was asked about Zion the other day, and here's what he had to say.
The only guy that I think could be better than him as a freshman is the Zion kid you got. I put him at tight end or wide out or D end or wherever he wanted to play. I might even put him at quarterback.
You'd run the Wildcat, though.
Put in the Wildcat, no doubt.
I would love to see that more than maybe just about anything else going right now. If you had like a draft of all of the college eligible athletes right now and you could have them play one other sport, the number one pick in that draft would be Zion playing football. I would love to see that. That's my minute.
You could put him at fullback. I think he'd be a hell of a soccer goalie. You could do a lot of things with Zion. I bet he's a scratch golfer too, C-Dot.
I just want to see Zion play in the NBA. I don't need him to play tight end. I don't need him to play fullback. Let's just fast forward this whole Duke experience and you know what? Actually, I've been a little bit surprised so far with Zion so far this year. He hasn't really dunked on anybody.
Yeah.
Like, think of like how incredible he is as a dunker. Like, next, I can't wait, because I always say the difference in college basketball and the NBA is in college they take charges. In the NBA, you just get dunked on. Like, he is going to dunk on somebody so bad next year. And you're never going to stop seeing that highlight. Like, that's the only thing missing from this college basketball season that I thought by now we'd see.
Yeah, and he's going to be fun to watch, man. I love it. The block against Virginia was unbelievable. He does something every single game. Every single game, Zion Williamson does something.
Earlier today, C-Dot asked us if we were excited about the dunk competition. I said I'm excited about the 2020 dunk competition because Zion is going to be in it. I wish he could do that this year. That would be what I would like
to do. Just let him go play.
Absolutely.
NBA, the NBA
doesn't
dunk
have to get paid or anything. Don't lose any eligibility.
I mean, he's already getting paid anyway at Duke, so.
Well, allegedly.
I can't wait for him to be the dunk contest. If he doesn't do the dunk contest, I'll never talk about him again next year. Like, he has to. He has to do it.
You
going to
break up with him?
Yeah, I would say this is the only time I felt like somebody had to do it since LeBron. I guess probably Blake Griffin. Like, there was the time it was like Blake Griffin has to do the dunk contest. And he eventually did. Zion has to do it next year.
Didn't Blake jump over a Kia?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Zion has to do the dunk contest next year. All right, this is actually the season finale of Brandon Kiley's Random Facts. I've learned more about you than I probably wanted to know.
That's probably fair. I'm also running out of facts at this point. My first random fact of the day. I've actually never been to the American Royal. I grew up here. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is something that every Kansas Cityan should do.
You don't look like much of a rodeo guy to me.
I'm not, but there's barbecue, and I love barbecue.
Oh, God, the American Royal barbecues.
Correct, gotcha. Yeah. I've never actually been to that. C-Dot, have you been?
It is maybe my favorite day in Kansas City.
Okay.
It's amazing.
The key is, though, you got to have a ticket to get into one of the places, because it's not like you can just go down there and just start eating.
Well.
Like, you got to have a bracelet to get into one of the situations.
I think it's kind of one of those things, like, I hate to kind of puff my chest a little bit, like, I am Carrington Harrison from 610 Sports Radio, so you know what I mean? Like, that problem just always kind of figures itself out, you know what I mean? Like,
same for normal human beings.
Yeah, know? I mean, I can't speak for anybody else's experience, but there's very, very little do I ever use the "do you know who I am" because I'm just a regular person, but American Royal time is the, hey, I do work in radio time that, yeah, I mean.
You're in full mooch mode down there at American Royal Barbecue.
100%. I mean, I will stop at anybody's tent and talk. I remember, I mean, one year, I probably stopped at like 9 people's tents. Like, anybody that I thought was a sponsor of the station, I just was like, oh, hey, you guys do a sponsor over at 610 Sports. Oh, hey, come on over. I was eating everybody's food. I'm serious.
You get free beers, too?
Whatever. I mean, just whatever their tent has. You can just go over there and eat.
That's fantastic.
No, it was great.
I need to go with CDOT this summer. That's I think that's the route. That's the route to go.
If you come with me, you will have an amazing time.
The second random fact of the day, I think Busch Stadium is arguably the most overrated sports arena I've ever been to.
I love you for saying that.
Busch is fine. But people in St. Louis view Busch as like the greatest thing since sliced bread.
That seems to be a theme of St. Louis.
That's fair.
People in St. Louis think what they have is the greatest in the world.
It's just like it's a cookie cut. It's just a round stadium that's got a lot of people in it.
The view is dope, though.
The view is the best part by far. But there's nothing like unique about the stadium. It's just like going to any other baseball stadium, other than obviously the view.
What's that little ballpark village like around it? I mean, I've driven by it. I cover the NCAA tournament, and so
it's like Power and Light. Light version.
Got it.
It's a lesser version of PNL. It's all inside.
It didn't look like it had much vibe to it when I drove by. It looked very...
It's fine.
It looked very strip mallish to me.
I don't know how you have a lesser version of Power and Light. That sounds like Joplin, Missouri. Sounds like Warrensburg.
Yeah. I mean, it's basically Power and Light, but all inside. There's no like common area necessarily the way that there is here.
I like the ballparks. Like, I don't like Detroit's ballpark at all, but it's right downtown. You've got all these old school bars around it. I like that instead of like the new cement, you know, ballpark villages that are popping up everywhere.
You want to know who stadium I really liked when I went to?
Who?
Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, I've never been there.
I love Dodger Stadium. I thought it was great.
That's one place that I really
Now, it go. Has no atmosphere, and it's, you know, it's Los Angeles, so people just show up. No one's watching the game. Like,
but people get there at like 7 for a 5 o'clock.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's a really nice stadium.
My final random fact of the day. My favorite concert, not necessarily the best concert I've been to is Bruno Mars, but my favorite concert that I went to was actually 21 Pilots, and it was at Power and Light District before they got big at all. They ended up like going on top of the crowd and doing a set on top of the crowd. It was really cool.
How do they do that?
So they basically took like a piece of plywood, mm-hmm. they put the drums on that, the drummer was on that, and then the lead singer was on another piece of plywood on top of the crowd as well. It was really cool.
Have you ever seen a concert at the Midland?
One, yeah.
I think that's a great place.
Don't remember who I saw there, but I've seen one concert.
I saw Mellencamp there a couple of years ago. It was really good. I love going to the Midland, though. What is it? Arvest something now is what it's called.
Bank Theater at the Midland.
Yeah, I still call it the Midland. When I was in high school, they still had movies there at the Midland, and which was a great theater to go see a movie at. But I love the Midland. I love everything about that theater.
Pop quiz.
Pop quiz.
I'm sorry, but all questions must be submitted in writing.
The pop quiz is brought to you by Victory Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Today's winner gets a free specialty pizza at the other place. All you got to do is keep it locked in right here on 610 Sports Radio. BK, it's a movie. Hit it.
Summer. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know why, but I've always loved the idea of summer and sun and all things hot.
Really? I'm guessing you don't have much experience with heat.
Nope.
If you know what movie that is, be caller number 6 to 913-576-7610. Coming up in just a little bit, in 2 minutes, don't turn that dial. We will play a draft with our guy Jay Binkley. I think it'll be a lot of fun. We'll play it next. Coming up, it's The Drive.
The Drive, presented by Tecate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.